look himself in that press conference, Buddy was saying the right things, right? He was certainly saying the right things, outside of the fact that he said he's going to start training camp next week. But you could tell that was all mind games. Another reporter doubled up on that question. And, you know, he said, yeah, I'm going to probably start camp a week before the fight. So he was obviously just trying to get in Jose's head. And Jose certainly getting in Charlo's head, saying a lot, some borderline stuff at that. It's funny because Jose gets into these back and forths, and you know, Charlo kind of said it. It's like, you've never won on that big level. You know, Brian Custer was like, yo, what makes you so confident? And Charlo's like, yeah, Jose, what makes you so confident? And it's true because, man, I think Jose's biggest win might be Mauricio Herrera. I'm not sure. I didn't Google it, but I'm going to do a Google check. I want to say that's probably his biggest win. I don't know who else, you know, he could have beaten. All right, so I'll screen share this just so we can find it together, but I highly doubt there's anyone else there. So we got Garcia, who we lost to, Crawford, who we lost to. You got Francisco Santana, who he beat, and Mauricio Herrera, who he beat. Those are the biggest names, and I would believe that Herrera is a bigger name. He holds a bigger win. He had the win over Ruslan Pavatnikov before Bradley even did it. So I would give him credit for that, even though, wow, that, they only gave him a 3-star. They're going to give Francisco Santana's fight a 3-star. I mean, and the Herrera fight a 3. That's not fair. You know, Herrera at least had an interim title on the line during that fight. But, yeah, that's the biggest name. And that, as you can see, was at 40, you know. Interesting to see what exactly Benavidez Jr. brings to the table in this fight. Or is he just a placement? Is he just there to give, you know, Charlo that comeback fight, really, and guarantee a win? Charlo definitely talking confidence, saying that he'll beat both Benavidez.
Were you surprised, given that in his last fight, wow, man, about 16 months now, we saw Jose Benavidez move up to the middleweight division, and he fought Danny Garcia.
I mean, was that middle?
Fought since?
That was junior middle. 53 and 52, they
since.
Both,
so
you know,
two
Danny weighed
ago.
In low. Danny weighed in at 152, which means he just don't want to make welterweight.
So it was really super welter, and now he's going up to middle, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is what I was saying.
Well, I mean, his last fight was at middle. Danny was junior, then the next one was middle. He weighed in at 158.
Okay.
And a half, so that's definitely middle. And it was just a tune-up.
So would you say this is his first true test at middleweight or true fight?
Jose?
Yeah.
Bro, this the biggest fight of his fucking life. Like, yeah,
bigger than
fought
a Crawford fight?
I mean, I think Charlo hits by far harder than Crawford. This Charlo, right? You don't think so? I think this is the most danger he's stepping into the ring with. I feel like Jamal has always been a puncher.
You know, I guess you're right. Simply based off of at least when he fought Crawford, it was a more natural weight for him.
For sure.
Versus here fighting at
Even Danny, he fought Danny at junior middle, and Danny's not a junior middle. Danny weighed in, like it says there, 152. So, you know, this is the first dude that's big, bro.
So, I mean, well, with the Danny, regardless of you know, what they both weighed in that night, they're both 40-pounders.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, that's not – like, yeah, it's a real fight because it's a real fight, but it's not a real fight in terms of at middleweight or junior middleweight. This is a real fight
for sure.
At middleweight. Like, Charlo's been at middleweight for a while now. I mean, shit, the Patrick Hyland fight was the first fight, right? Patrick Sebastian Hyland, some shit like that? with the one leg. It's funny. He getting two dudes with one leg. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. That shit just hit me. He fought Highland, and Highland had one leg.
Yo, you know who Kelsey Wickstrom is?
Fuck no.
What
is he?
She a boxer.
Mm-mm.
I guess she fighting your girl, Chris Cyborg.
Bro, Cyborg, I'm glad you brought it up because she out of control. These MMA cats, man. I mean, especially with the reports of Ngannou only doing 400,000 because I fuck with Iwani, so I'm running with that report versus the other very hateful reports that it did like 65,000. Highly doubt that. But seeing that Ngannou only brought in 400, like, yo, know your role, your old ass. Talking like that to the quote, like, you about to get a shot.
She was talking shit.
Do you want a shot? Do you want to be like your contemporaries that crossed over and made real money, or do you want to keep fighting in these obscure leagues that aren't even the UFC? Like, she need to, like, really let her PR handle her shit. Mm. How you forcing a fight at 47? Like, who are you?
Bro, who are you talking
about? You're
not
even Rousey. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg.
Force a fight at 47 with who?
Clarissa. You ain't seen that?
No.
Cause you.
I was asking because they just announced that she's about to fight and that girl, Kelsey Wickstrom or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is. She was clout chasing then.
Mm.
That's what it is. She got 2 days of clout chasing Clarissa talking about let's fight at 47. Now she announced a fight with a punching bag probably.
Yeah, I don't know who this girl is, but figured I'd ask you.
Nah, I never heard of Kelsey, man. Never heard of Kelsey. Shout out to Jamel Herron that got the knockout. Bruh,
First round. Man
from Ohio, I'm actually mad tight. I've been following, his name is Ron. Do they call him Roni? I think it's Roni. Roni Hans. They were not pronouncing it Ronnie Hans on the fucking telecast. They was calling him Roni. But the point is, why heavyweights got to act like that, bruh?
Thought it was Rodney.
No, hell no. Ain't got no D's.
No.
But why heavyweights got to act like that? Why they got to act like they the slowest, most fucking boringest? You know what I mean? Like, bro, that shit was crazy, bro. How you outboxing somebody that's bigger and just worse shape than what's my man from Philly?
Joey DeWecco?
Yeah, bruh. Man, he's heavyweight, bruh. And then he a young 34. You look at that fight last night, you couldn't tell he was 34. He had this patience, like, bruh, like, seconds just going by, nobody doing nothing. One dude just overly obese, just trying to survive. He just like, fuck it, you ain't going to punch, I ain't going to punch. And the other dude like, fuck it, you ain't going to punch, I'm tired too, I'm going to just fake it. Bro, I had to fast forward that shit, bro. It's so sad. Then you get a decision.
My man said he had to fast forward. That's how slow they was moving.
Bro, technically he got skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with the pace he fighting, Richard Torres stops him. Richard Torres stops him with that pace. You can't be fighting like that, bro. That shit crazy. And if you was at least, like, extra slick with it, but you got this other dude, my man was hitting him with his hands and his titties, bro. That shit was nasty. It was crazy, bro. Lou DiBella out of control. Shout out to Lou. The best thing he did was make that ring 16 feet on the inside, Danny. That shit looked like a fucking a toy ring. And it still didn't force the action in a heavyweight fight, bro. Mind you, the girls fought in there, and it was more action than the heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Jamel caught a body in the first round in the same low-ass ring, but the heavyweights boxed and went a decision. Man, that shit was disgusting.
Mm.
I want to see Roddy.
Tio was at the fight, shirtless too.
I want to see Ronnie fight Jerry Forrest. It ain't Ronnie. We already established that, but whatever. Hines fight Jerry Forrest. Hines got to get in there with Mirales. put him in there with Simon Keane off a loss. Put him in there. Put him in there with David Adelaide. But, like, bro, he can't be fighting them dudes he fought yesterday. That dude yesterday was, like, my water delivery dude. The dude that brings the five-gallon waters, that's the dude. Like, that shit was – can't do that, man. Like, and Lou's going to be mad at me, right? But the truth is you can't get TV time and put that type of shit on there. That shit was whack, bro. And the sound kept cutting out. See, here's my first issue with DAZN, and I never knew this until now, that they're frequently putting different promoters on their airwaves. But instead of having a standard, which I get it, Danny, there's no standard because it would cost DAZN as a company to always send out their production crew to live stream your event.
Right.
So now they letting any fucking rinky-dink promotion live stream. These motherfuckers live streaming a DAZN with two cameras. You got one camera on the ring, one action camera, and then you got a little clip-on camera for the desk for the commentators. It's like, bro, step your shit up.
Mm.
That shit look bananas. Shaky-ass camera and shit. 30-minute motherfucking intermissions in between fights. No, man, no. Set a fucking standard. If we're not going to send out the DAZN production team, set a standard on a time.
Yeah, they should have, I would say they should have at least have, you know, like a list of companies that they are partnered with or that they,
They trust enough to stream to their network. Because at the end of the day, as a consumer, you think I'm looking at Lou? I know that that's Lou. I know that was DeBella. But the average boxing fan don't fucking know. They go to DAZN for DAZN shit, and you letting this guy or these guys, because there's a lot of shows that look like this. They look fucking no frills, bro. They look mad cheap. Like, I get it. They club shows, but at least let the production. When Overtime came to DAZN, they came to DAZN. They have real-life production. Bro, you can't have this one cameraman. He on a cell phone, a camera on his fucking shoulder. It's vibrate. Man, no. They got to step that shit up. You got to step that shit up. We doing you a blessing putting your show on DAZN. Motherfuckers wouldn't have even seen that shit.
Mm.
They got it. They got to do better, bro. This is the problem. We got nobody policing, man. Anybody just doing whatever they want. Just throw it up. Let it stick. It's stuck. We're going to do it again next week because a couple people suck to that shit. Like, what the fuck? Bruh, crazy. And I get it. That's these developmental fights. Club shows is established for these guys to do what they did last night. Not on TV. Go get a club show off air to get Ronnie Hines back into the mix if he going to look like that, which is sad, bro. Let me tell you. He had Manny Robles in the corner, bro.
Mm.
And Eric. Eric, I think his last name is Bata or something like that. He used to train Peter Quillen, got him to the world title.
Okay.
Bro, he was just in the corner with Adam Blue Nose, got a win with Blue Nose this Saturday. It's like you got two world-class trainers. Two world-class trainers for the Piragua, man. The dude that scrapes the ice in the summer for your little icy. And y'all ain't get this motherfucker out of here? And it wasn't even like, oh, boy was fighting hard. I'm telling you, it wasn't. Shit was bananas, I'm telling you.
You would have liked to see more. That's what it is.
Even Yoshida, bro. I feel sorry for Lou. Like, she not it. She lost her last fight. They robbed the girl, and I'm glad she lost this time. She not it. He might as well cut her. He got to be like Top Rank. Cut your losses right now. Like, bro. You got to give decision in your last one. I bring you back versus a 39-year-old with four losses or six losses, and you still ain't get the win. You out of here. You out of here. We can't be wasting time. Not at all.
Look, man, would I blame somebody for it? Nah. You know, this is a business, bro, and I tell people that, like, you got to make your money. You got to make your money. If you don't make your money, what we doing? Got to make
your money. I don't know if DAZN got, do they got DAZN Japan already?
I believe so.
Well, maybe that did it. Maybe the girl fighting on DAZN opened the door for Lou because of Japan rights, maybe. I don't know. But she lost. She lost. Metcalf got the win. She need to give Melissa Hernandez a rematch because I didn't think she deserved to win in her last fight.
We'll see what happens. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't big names, so for them to have a rematch, it just, I don't know, somebody would have to be putting the money up, you know?
I mean, it's women's boxing. Red Isle Promotions is doing a show in Houston. Melissa Hernandez is from Houston. If they want to sell tickets, maybe she could sell. I'm not sure. Just because you live in a location don't mean they know you. But she is from out there. Maybe she could sell on that Red Hour Promotions card and get back. She's with Brian Cohen, too, so it ain't like he can't probably make something happen. But did you see the press conference, the Zoom conference?
I know.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard. Like, they had the nerve to make Brian Custer say, hey, look into the camera and tell them why they should spend their hard-earned money to buy this fight. I'm like, bro, are you serious? Are you serious? Like, you should tell that to Benavidez and Andre, but, like, you telling Charlo, who been out for, what is it, 36 months?
Damn. Let me get you the exact.
He been out whatever he been out.
The
then Benavidez on the real, like, and it's no disrespect. These dudes got to stop catching feelings. Like, get off that soft shit. But you just a great shit talker. Unfortunately, you talk better shit than you fight. So, like, you about to look into the camera and tell me to spend my hard-earned money on a tune-up. They tripping. Is there more fights that day, or did they get lucky and that's the only show in town on the 25th?
In terms of boxing?
Yeah, of course.
No, of course. That's the only fight in town.
They got lucky. They got it's something happening in Dublin on. Okay, that's fucking right. But that's way earlier. That won't even conflict because that's the DAZN card with Chantel Cameron and Katie Teller.
I think that.
Salute.
I think they had a good opportunity, to be honest. You know, people in the past have stayed away from doing big fights Thanksgiving weekend. But we saw Mike Tyson and Roy do fantastic numbers at their old age on a Thanksgiving weekend. You know,
yeah, I mean, legends, though. But
yeah,
I hear
no, 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 no. But I'm just saying, regardless, they can still be successful, not perhaps to that level, but in their own right. Because, you know, it's a time when you got people together, you got family together. It's not as much of a fight party as it is just a family gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how it was for y'all, but, bro, Thanksgiving was an entire weekend for us. Like, it used to be the dinner. And I remember when Black Friday used to actually start on Friday. So we used to wake up at like 3-4 in the morning to go to the mall, and then we'd come back, and now we eating Thanksgiving leftovers. And Saturday we got the games on, and we putting up the Christmas decoration. And bro, the family was always together regardless that weekend. So I feel like it's a good opportunity for them to, you know, have a good show. Is it the most head over heel fights on the undercard? Nah, you know, Matias and Egrisov, I think is going to be a good fight, but not big name. Still a very good fight, a title fight nonetheless. Hector Luis Garcia, who we haven't seen since.
Bro, Matias, I was about to say Crawford Postal. It's not even that, because Postal and Crawford have belts. This is only one belt.
Yeah, it's only one belt on the line. Again, Hector Luis Garcia, who we haven't seen since January after losing the Tank, defending his belt at 130 pounds against Lamont Roach, who his only loss has came to
tough fight.
Jamel Herring, right? So, second title shot for Lamont Roach.
I feel like it's a tough fight. I feel like, yeah, Hector is the favorite, but you don't really know. Like, you don't really, yeah, he beat Covert, but he went blonde versus Tank.
Mm.
Like, that's the bulk of it.
Right.
Actually, no, he got that good win versus Gutierrez, don't he? He beat Gutierrez. I felt like he could have stopped Gutierrez. I don't know if they played it safe because they knew they had that Tank fight.
No, it was a decision.
No, I felt like he could have stopped him, though. And that's another thing. I don't even know if his power is real. He dropped Colbert. He got all these knockouts in DR. We don't really know. Like, yeah, you know, we thought his power wasn't real because it was all from DR. Then he drops Colbert. Now we like, he gets in there with Tank. He does pretty much nothing. So it's back to, like, where's his power at? You know, we don't even know him.
And even still, bro, even in the DR, you know, it might be two knockouts here, then a decision.
That's
then
what I'm saying.
Another two here, then another decision. You know, so.
That's what I'm telling you. It's a tough fight because Roach got more time fighting like a boxer than
he's been out the ring
Hector.
Hella long.
Who, Roach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Inactivity.
I think since
Inactivity,
like,
the killer of men.
Bro, I'm pretty sure it's like since last year in the summertime, maybe?
Yeah, Hector at least got what, January?
July of last year, bro.